algae blooms are causing issues. We had one near a number of years ago in Lake Erie over near the Toledo area. But how does this impact our drinking water? Well, we've got with us Stefan Buck of NSF International. That's a drinking water filtration expert, can explain some of this. Good morning, Stefan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So until we worry about our water comes out of our tap and we seem not to worry about it, until there's our drinking water source is affected. What's the reason for this, and how are the conditions here in Northeast Ohio, Lake Erie specifically?
So let me tell you first a little bit about NSF International for those that don't know. But we are a nonprofit public health and safety organization, and we test and certify products to help people live safer. As you guys are well aware, and you've mentioned, Lake Erie is prone to these harmful algae blooms. And these harmful algae blooms are created when there's really warm weather, along with the right nutrients in lakes and rivers, such as phosphates from agricultural runoff. When they combine, they can initiate these overgrowths of blue-green algae, which we know as harmful algae blooms. These harmful algae blooms create a set of chemicals called cyanotoxins, which is where that blue-green comes from, the word cyano. And the most common type of those is microcystin. And microcystin is the outbreak, which is which was known in the city of Toledo, and that's what's toxic to humans and animals.
What can we do about it? Is this naturally occurring? There's obviously a man-made component that's causing this, right?
Yeah, the increase of agricultural runoff and the use of fertilizers has increased the amount of algae blooms that we see. But in order to feel safer, we recommend those that are in areas prone to algae blooms to use an NSF-certified water filter that reduces microcystin. We have a certification for this that you can go to our website and check out, and it will reduce the amount of microcystin in your treated municipal water down to 0.3 parts per billion, which is the most conservative drinking water level for microcystin.
Are the problems limited or contained to lakes, or can they be found the source of problems in rivers as well?
They can be in rivers and lakes. The issue most folks come across is when your municipal water comes from that river or lake, and if they have an algae bloom that's occurring. You can also be in contact with these toxins just by swimming in these waters, but the primary exposure to microcystin issues is from drinking the water.
You mentioned how we would install some sort of filtration device. Can we rely on our public facilities to do a good job, or is this just each of us taking our own initiative to make our drinking water as safe as possible?
Your public drinking water system has a lot of technologies in place, and they monitor the issue constantly to ensure to take out the microcystins. But in cases where the microcystin levels may spike or exceed the levels temporarily, having your own water filter system at home will ensure that you and your family are protected.
If there is a problem with the algae in the water, at what point do we see or feel the impact of that in terms of exposure?
It's a pretty short exposure time. Often, you may not know right away, but the public drinking water systems, as I said, are monitoring these issues constantly, and so they will issue an advice, or they would issue some advice telling you either not to drink the water or to use bottled water. At any case, don't boil the water. It only make it more concentrated. So I would always refer to them and rely on their advice.
If people want to get more of what we talked about this, also I guess they could talk to their own municipal water facility, and usually you get something in the mail related to how things, different types of elements are in the water, that sort of thing. But if they want to get more details of what we talked about today, where's a good place to get the insight?
Great place to go is our website, which is nsf.org. You can find lots of articles on microcystins and also a list of all the certified products for microcystin removal, among any other type of contaminant that we certify for as well.
Filtration expert Stefan Buck joining us from the NSF International. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.